What's your name?
Kevin Thompson.
That's a familiar name. Why is that in connection with football?
Well, I played a wee bit. I don't know if my name's recognisable, but I think a few Hibs and a few Rangers fans would maybe recognise that name.
Rangers. I noticed I see Rangers first. Rangers and Hibs. What like was the life as a footballer with these teams?
Ach, look, it's every boy's dream, isn't it? It was, you know, I was no different. I was growing up in the Borders. You know, we had limited access to different clubs as such. I had to play a lot of my football in the town, and to then one day become a professional and play for your boyhood teams was obviously a dream for me. And then to move on to play for Rangers, one of the, you know, the biggest clubs in obviously our country and one of the biggest clubs in the world, was really special.
Special, two great teams. What about today's event? Is that special?
Well, this is, for me, this is a passion to see, you know, young kids running around. I think it's great work that the SFA do, you know, Keith, the way implement some of the stuff that they do, all the coaches, it's, you know, you have to take their hat off to them. I think when you see a pitch, you know, quartered off into different sections and see lots of wee kids running around with, you know, a ball at their feet, that's what football should be about.
And what are they doing out there?
The fact that kids have got a smile on their face is the most important thing, the same as I like at my own academy. Balls at the feet, always running around, always working hard, always enjoying themselves, and, you know, hopefully have a smile on their face. And if you can get more young kids playing football, enjoying it and having lots of touches on the ball, they can only improve.
What about your academy? You're telling me it's growing out of all expectations and your demand on your time and your presence as well.
Ah, look, it's been greatly received. I think when you start something, it's the way you would want it to be. When you kind of vision how you would see it panning out, it's, you would want it to be obviously well received. You'd want it to be busy, and it's, you know, it's been that and a bit more. So I'm certainly not complaining. I'm just a tired man every now and again. So, you know, the odd night on the sofa doesn't go amiss. But, you know, it's a big passion of mine to try and make a difference. And in the last 5 or 6 months, I've really worked hard to try and grow my brand. And fingers crossed, it's going in the right direction.
Are you playing with a team just now?
No, I've retired. Funnily, you know, mentioned that, my brother-in-law was on the phone this morning wanting me to play for Musselburgh tonight to put me in as a trialist because they've got a big game at Linlithgow and they're struggling. So, no, my boots are hung up. Keith managed to persuade me to play in a charity game on Friday night for the Hibs Legends. I'm pretty sure you'll be there yourself. And I'm looking forward to that. I played with the fans last Sunday and, you know, I really enjoy getting my boots back on, but I'm quite happy that I'm retired.
So no Musselburgh tonight?
Even though he's my best mate and he's my brother-in-law, it was a kind of no-win situation for me as such, so... I wish them all the best. I've been to watch them and support them a few times this season, and they've been on a wee bit of a struggling run, but I'm pretty sure they can do the business tonight.
Newton Green Star are watching them as well.
I know.
What about your academy? Where is that about?
I'm based kind of west side of town. I do a lot of stuff out of Patties Road, a lot of stuff out of Ox Gangs for Hull High School. And I just kind of go around, you know, obviously when other teams book me out, I try and stay as local as I possibly can. I think, you know, I've been over to Kirkcaldy, I've been to Falkirk, I've obviously got to Bowness every Tuesday, I've been to Linlithgow, so been obviously all around the town. I've not quite been down the Borders yet, but I'd like to obviously to branch out that way. So I'm just taking my time, baby steps as they call it. Like I said, you can only be in one place at one time, so I don't like to disappoint the kids and disappoint clubs. I like to be there. I've only missed one session in 6 months, so it's some going, so fingers crossed I can try and maintain that.
Your success and your development depends on people approaching you and saying, Kevin, right, what about this, what about that? And as you said, that you've seen the unbelievable success of the academy, more than what you thought to start with. But it is brilliant because, again, it's keeping football in the minds of all the youngsters. And the families as well, of course, because, Dad, I need to play football tonight with the academy, you know. And it involves the family as well, which is great. And football's life, isn't it?
It is. Look, the academy is not just about, you know, kicking a ball. It's about, you know, growing as we young football players, boys and girls. We've got mixed classes and it's equal opportunity for everyone. I think that's the way it should be. And my weaker players, whatever you want to call them, the boys that are just starting out compared to my pro academy players, I give every single player the same enthusiasm, the same passion, the same time. I'm not here to differentiate between abilities or personalities. I try and make them grow as young footy players and as we young human beings as such, and hopefully in time, you know, mums and dads, when the kids love it that much, it can be a wee tool, a wee bargaining tool to, you know, to make sure they get their homework done, to make sure they eat their dinner. You know, we do it in our house and, you know, it works really well. The oldest one certainly doesn't step out of line because he loves the academy that much, whereas the youngest one, he pushes every boundary. But I think that's what life is. You know, you want to give them a wee bit of discipline. I try and do that. I try and get them structured in the academy and hopefully, you know, mums and dads and as a family, they'll see the benefit for that.
And hopefully play for Rangers, Hearts, Hibs or Celtic. Notice I mentioned them all, by the way.
Well, you mentioned Hearts there, so I don't know if that's right. But I've got some wee Hearts fans coming. They come with a Hearts trip on, and it makes me proud to see them running around on AstroTurf. And as I say, it's, you know, it's growing up a Hibs fan, it's irrelevant, to be honest, for my academy. anyone that wants to come along and enjoy themselves and become young, better football players, then, you know, it's an open invitation to everyone, and that's the way it'll always be. I think it's there for everybody to see, when the real talented ones come through, and the pro boys that I work with on a Saturday morning. It's, you know, I really, really enjoy my Saturday morning, but there's no more better reward than seeing a wee grassroots player develop and become slightly better on the ball and improve and get a wee sweat on, wee rosy cheeks, and see them running around AstroTurf enjoying themselves.
Where do you find time for the television then?
Downtime is time as such, but we're obviously having two young boys as well. I don't know if I'm ever relaxing at the moment. I need a holiday.
What programme are you on?
What football show I'm going to be on?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I do a wee bit of work for BT. I do a wee bit of work for BBC Sport. So I like the punditry stuff. I really enjoy doing the media. It's obviously getting a view on football, something that you love, something that you've done all your life, and, you know, I'm really passionate about it. So whenever it comes along, I'm always grateful, and, you know, as I say, I really enjoy it.
Thanks very much.
Good man, thank you.